Hello and welcome to
Tell Me a Story, Mama.
And we are reading. Oh, well, actually, who's here? Who's joining us?
Spin!
And that's perfect because we are reading about your friend, the amazing Spider-Man.
We have three special guests.
We have three. Who are they?
I'm Shadow from Sonic the Hedgehog.
Awesome.
And my imaginary friend, Bobble.
Well, I see him, though.
And Teddy.
Awesome. Hello, all of you. We have a bigger audience than usual, then. Your brother is at school, but you have the day off today.
Yeah, and there's actually that many more.
A lot of stuffies here.
So. Mr. Squishmallow, Marshall from Paw Patrol, Panda, Bat Dog, Another spin.
Well, let's get started with the book because people want to hear the story, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the Amazing Spider-Man and is trapped by the Green Goblin. And this is by Frank Berrios. It is a little golden book. Yeah. Late one night, the superhero Spider-Man saw some men robbing a warehouse. "Isn't it a little late to be shopping?" Spider-Man asked as he swung down on them. They were robbing, and they're all in green outfits, right?
Yeah. I think it belongs to the Green Goblin.
That would make sense, and it makes sense with the title, too. "Spider-Man, let's get out of here," yelled one of the men. Oh, I guess he noticed Spider-Man.
Yeah.
He turned to run, but it was too late. Spider-Man used his web shooters to stop the thief in his tracks. Spider-Man followed the thieves into the warehouse. In the dark building, his spider sense started to tingle. There was danger ahead. Suddenly, the lights snapped on.
Yep, Green Goblin.
It was a trap. The villain known as the Green Goblin laughed. "All this for me," Spider-Man joked. "And it's not even my birthday." "I will make you wish you had never been born," replied the goblin. "Now crush him!" One of the goblin's thugs grabbed Spider-Man with his oversized mechanical hands and squeezed. So those are some huge hands. Look at those.
Yeah.
They're like bigger than Spider-Man.
Yep.
"Didn't your mother tell you to keep your hands to yourself?" Spider-Man said, bending the thug's mechanical arms out of shape. Whoa, so he's super strong too.
Yeah.
Spider-Man swung through the air. He landed on the back of a thug wearing a jetpack. "Sorry to drop in on you like this," Spider-Man said, ripping out the jetpack's wires. "Happy landings," said Spider-Man as a thug wearing the jetpack crashed into the oncoming steamroller.
He's saying funny stuff.
Kaboom! Yeah, he's being funny with them.
Yeah.
"Now it's just you and me, Goblin," said Spider-Man.
"Did your mother tell you to keep your hands to yourself?"
"Those fools fell to defeat you, but I won't," snarled the Green Goblin.
Or is she a bad guy too?
"No. Take this," the Green Goblin yelled. He threw a handful of pumpkin bombs at Spider-Man. So what do the pumpkin bombs look like?
They're like jack-o'-lanterns.
Yeah, they have like some green smoke coming out of them.
And there's dynamite inside.
Yep. The wall crawler flipped out of harm's way as the bombs exploded around him.
And Green Goblin has a poof.
Mm-hmm. "Sorry, Goblin, you just don't blow me away," said Spider-Man. But suddenly, the Green Goblin zapped him with a bolt of electricity. Spider-Man fell into a cage with fast-moving bars. He ducked and dodged the bars, but they were closing in. Soon he'd be trapped. Oh no, he's in trouble. "You're the one who belongs behind bars," Spider-Man said. "Not me." With all his strength, he smashed his way out of the cage.
He escaped.
He did. "Will none of my traps hold you?" The shocked Green Goblin roared at the wall crawler.
"Yeah, none of them."
"You may have escaped, but you will never capture me," the villain vowed, throwing his razor-sharp bat blades as he escaped on his goblin glider.
Bat blades?
Yeah, those are the bat blades. They're like little boomerang things. Mm-hmm. "I will return to destroy you."
But he didn't come back to him.
Well, yeah, they probably don't. I was thinking that may be dangerous if they did to him. "Do you really think you could beat the one and only Spider-Man with a bunch of high-tech toys?" asked the superhero.
They're not toys.
Spider-Man snagged the goblin's glider with his web and held on tight. The villain dragged Spider-Man through the air. Get off, you annoying insect, yelled the goblin.
He's not even an insect. He's an arachnid.
Right. He sent a bolt of electricity through the hero's web. Ooh, that must hurt. The green goblin laughed and circled back to make sure the hero was done for. Suddenly, the web slinger moved with incredible speed. I'm shocked you thought I would fall for that trick again. Spider-Man used his web shooters to quickly wrap up the villain from head to toe. There won't be any more tricks or treats for you, the hero told the villain, unless there's a Halloween in jail. Then I'm just thinking about this. I saw the pumpkin bomb, so I had a suspicion. I was sus. Yeah. But now he actually says about Halloween. So we're reading a Halloween book in February. You know what? And let me finish the story first. Okay. Then your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man swung off in search of his next adventure.
What?
The end. You know what? And I want to apologize to all the listeners out there for skipping Valentine's Day. This has been a very busy week for Mama.
No, you're just talking about that.
Yeah, but you know, we were missing that and I forgot about it and I had to go out of town for work and things. So I apologize, but I hope everybody had a wonderful Valentine's Day.
And that was also a good book.
It was a great book. Because we're all fans of Spider-Man.
Yeah. He's really popular.
He is. We hope everybody has a wonderful weekend. Bye.
Also,